Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I am sad. My heart goes out to everyone in Boston affected by the terror of today. And I hope this mini-ep brings some joy to whoever needs it right now. Since last I spoke, you listened. I did the BJ Shea comedy riot in Seattle at the Neptune Theater. It was a simpler time Sunday night, but we had a great time. And thanks to everyone who came out. I'll play the audio of the Leonard Maltin game with Graham Elwood at the end of this mini. I'll be in San Francisco this Friday and Saturday, Eugene on Sunday, and St. Louis on May 4th. Looking forward to visiting Boston on May 19th. Be strong, you guys. Now I hope that something as silly and simple as a fart sound makes you laugh, because here it is.
How's it going, Neptune Theater, Seattle, Washington? Oh my God, this is so much fun. This is like we're taping a TV show, but instead we're recording some shit on my phone. It's very exciting. I brought for the prize bag tonight from Barney's all the way over in Amsterdam a nice tote bag that's full of lots of fun things. What are you doing, Graham? Making a vine? Graham's making a vine of you guys, so look sharp. Did you do it already?
Yes.
Is it done?
Yes.
I brought a copy of Smug Life, and of course you got a couple of Graham's things. A guy last night in Phoenix gave me some copies of Death Nurse 2, and I don't want to watch that, so you get that.
So much better than Death Nurse 1.
Be sure to tell us about it on Twitter. And then also I'm including a $10 gift card from iTunes, so you can buy premium episodes of Comedy Film Nerds and Doug Loves Movies and The Benson Interruption, or buy whatever you want with it. You don't have to buy my stuff at all, but that would be rude. You're sending your vine? What are you calling it?
Well, that's just a photo I'm putting on Twitter that we're getting ready to play DLM. Boom.
All right. Pow. Let's play DLM. Do we have any name tags here this evening? Let's see the name tags, everybody that brought them. We saw some good ones here at the Neptune in October of, I believe it was 2011. And what do you see out there, Graham?
Hold on, let me see. Here we go. I got this standing.
That's a name tag. It's like saying, I am me. Pick it. Pick me for standing.
Some weird snipers in the balcony. That's cool.
There's a nice lady named Monica back there who has it written on her chest.
There you go. Hi, Monica. And you got a nice hello name tag over there. Okay.
How are they going to get up here? Is there stairs or something?
Or we have to just have
I could jump. Pick me. I can jump. I'm a physical specimen.
All right, well,
who's it going to be, Graham?
The stuffed animal lady. Come on up.
Come on up here, stuffed animal lady.
This comes in and we'll show you and we'll sort you.
Get up here. S-A-L.
There you go.
Stuffed animal lady. Oh, that's a nice little staircase over there. Stay over there with Graham.
So explain your name and your name tag.
Okay, so my name is Jen, and this is the Hall of Jen Doo.
So hurry. I picked you out, ladies and gentlemen. So excited to be here on stage. Anything more?
No.
No.
Do you think you listen to the podcast and know how to play the game?
I do, and I'm terrible.
Oh, she's terrible at them.
All right.
So someone else might get a chance. So don't feel discouraged. Right. Chico, don't be discouraged. Remember Chico the Man?
Yeah, I do remember Chico the Man. Great reference.
Yeah. They told him to not be discouraged. There's a lady that's really yelling a lot. That's what happens when someone gets high and comes to a comedy show and then drinks too much.
Yeah.
I guess she's not a drinker.
Yeah.
But tonight she did. Yeah. Yeah, it's like playing tic-tac-toe against a chicken that keeps screaming at you and won't make the next move.
Just hit X, you dumb fucking bird.
Bet you didn't think when you yelled out you'd be called a dumb fucking bird.
I bet you she's super sweet when she's sober, but anyone that everyone's annoying when they're really drunk. Everybody.
Yeah, and some people are just annoying.
Yeah.
Let's give her credit where credit is due.
A dumb fucking bird. You know what I mean? They're super annoying. Birds, right? Am I right? Aren't birds stupid? That's my big stance. No, I'm birds. Stop hiding behind me, Jen. The people want to see you and your stuffed animals. They really do.
Just between Jen and Graham, if she beats him in one round of the Leonard Maltin game from Dudley's Movies, she will win all the prizes in the prize bag, and she will end this show.
Please do not yell out.
If she loses, then we will continue on with another player.
Yeah.
You get to pick a category. You get to pick a category, Jen. Would you like two thumbs down? That's movies that the late, great Roger Ebert hated and gave less than 2 stars. Or would you like Beverly Hills Flop? That's movies with Eddie Murphy that Leonard Maltin gave less than 2 stars. Or, what's today, Graham? The 14th?
Yes, it is.
All right. In theaters now. That's movies that are in theaters now. Which one would you like to play, Jen?
In theaters now.
Oh, okay. This is a move.
Very serious.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm stuck down all nerd, Jen. I'm in theaters now.
There's like about 60% of this crowd has no idea what's happening right now.
Nice.
But they're nice enough to just stay and endure it. They will endure, Graham.
We're not in theaters, right? Your precious armory, congratulations!
Jen Lem says about this movie that he was not eager to see it. And he also says about it that it is, that there's one, what? Oh, there's a performer in this movie who is almost worth the price of admission.
Almost.
That's what I was about to say. He repeats it at the end. Almost. So he's saying that she's not worth it. I mean, he or she is not worth it. Aww. And so it's from this year, 2013. And Leonard lists 7 names. How many names do you need to hear from the cast of this movie to guess the name of this movie again? Don't yell out answers, Lord. Six is a good opening hit. That was 7 names.
All right, Jen, I went with 5.
Oh, this is 5, Jen. What are you going to do about that? Are you going to make it a name or are you going to go lower?
Ooh! Just making the same noises you're making. You're trying to. All right, here's your five names, Graham. Francis Fisher, Chandler Canterbury, Diane Kruger, William Hurt, and Max Irons. He's thinking about it. He's thinking hard. Is he gonna pull this one out of his ass? What's happening, Neptune Theater? It's suspenseful, isn't it? It's great when your mother comes by the show.
I know. She gets so fucking high. It's just her and the chicken lady here is like fucking bong rips and shots and they keep that. He doesn't know it, he's a dumb baby.
Now what Graham is doing now is called stalling. So he has more time to think about what movie this might be. But we're gonna, I think Jen's gonna be our winner. This is exciting. I'm gonna count it down, Graham. I'm gonna count down from the 4,000. Here we go. 3,999. 3,998. 3,997. Four. Three. Two. One.
Damn it.
In theaters now. Name a movie, it's in theaters now, Graham. Name one. Anyone. Just say it out loud. 42. That is in theaters now. But none of those people were in it. And the top two people in this movie are Jake Abel and Saroshe Aronan.
The fucking host.
The host.
God, that movie sucked.
Jen is our winner, everybody.
Congratulations, Jen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yay, Jen!
I saw the host. It's such a piece of shit. I fucking erased it from my memory.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a good excuse. William Hurt, was he in it a lot?
A little bit. All those other companies, they had these three good-looking guys. They all looked alike. And so when he read their names, I was like, I don't know who the fuck any of those idiots are.
Well, two of them are here tonight.
Bring them on stage.
We would like to present them with the fucking idiot award.
One of them is the chicken lady. Let's bring them.
You know, the MTV Movie Awards are happening as we speak.
Oh.
Yeah. Or they're done maybe by now. I don't know. Yeah, they're probably done because they did LA to East Coast Live, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, it'll be very fun.
We'll watch it later.
Yeah.
Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen. Graham Elwood. He's going to go set up to the balcony. Set up your merch table. And as always, Graham's merch table is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug.